Section, the review comment. I was iterating on MR2337, a modified Gram-Schmidt QR decomposition for iGen, when a reviewer left a one-word comment on line 137 of my implementation. Stable norm? That's it. One word. Pointing at this line, my first reaction was, what's wrong with .norm? It computes the Euclidean norm. That's exactly what I need. The code works, the tests pass, the benchmarks are clean. But the reviewer was right, and the fix exposed a broader lesson about reaching for library primitives instead of hand-rolling computations. Section, what .norm actually does. iGen's .norm computes sqrt v.squared norm, which is sqrt, sum of x underscore I caret 2. For a vector with entries of moderate magnitude, this is fine. But consider what happens at the extremes. Overflow. If any entry is larger than 1.3 times 10 caret 154, for double, squaring it produces INF. The sum is INF. The SQRT is INF. Your norm is gone, and everything downstream, the normalized column, the R factor, the reconstruction, is poisoned. Underflow. If all entries are smaller than 1.5 times 10 caret 162, squaring them produces 0.0. The sum is 0.0. The SQRT is 0.0. Your algorithm thinks the column is 0 and discards it. Neither case produces an error or a warning. The computation completes, the result is wrong, and if you're not checking for NAND/INF in your output, you'll never notice. Section, what.stable norm does differently. iGen's stable norm uses a scaled summation algorithm based on Blue's norm. Instead of computing SQRT, sum, x underscore I caret 2, directly, it tracks a scale factor and accumulates, x underscore I slash scale, caret 2, adjusting the scale as needed to keep intermediate values in a safe range. The final result is scale asterisk SQRT, sum. This prevents both overflow and underflow at the cost of a few extra comparisons per element. For normal magnitude inputs, it produces the same result as .norm, to within AULP or 2. Section, the evidence. I wrote a comparison test that runs both .norm and .stable norm through the MGS algorithm on a range of inputs. For each test, I measured reconstruction error, a minus QR slash A, and orthogonality, Q caret TQ minus I. Section, normal inputs, identical results, all within noise of each other. Switching to stable norm changes nothing for well-behaved inputs. Section, the breaking case, one extreme column. A single column scaled to 1 times 10 to the power of 300 in a 6 times 6 matrix. .norm overflows on that column, producing INF for R, I, which propagates NAND through the normalized Q column. Every subsequent column's orthogonalization against that poisoned column produces garbage. The entire decomposition is silently destroyed. .stable norm handles it correctly. The Q factor is orthogonal to machine precision. The reconstruction is exact, and the R factor has the right diagonal entries. Section, the fix. The first is in the main MGS loop, where each column is normalized. The second is in the Q completion loop, where additional basis vectors are orthogonalized for tall matrices. Section, the broader lesson. This is a specific instance of a general pattern. The library you're contributing to has already solved your subproblems. Use those solutions instead of re-implementing them. I wrote work.call i.norm because it's the obvious, textbook correct computation. The MGS algorithm says compute the norm, so I computed the norm. But iGen's developers have spent years building numerically robust primitives for exactly this kind of operation. Stable norm exists because someone hit the overflow slash underflow problem before and solved it properly. Don't write a slash b when you need a safe division. Check for zero, or use the library solver that handles rank deficiency. Don't write sqrt, x asterisk x plus y asterisk y, when you need a hypotenuse. Use std hypot, x, y. It handles overflow the same way stable norm does. Don't write log of 1 plus x for small x. Use std log 1 p, x. It avoids catastrophic cancellation. Don't write manual loops over matrix elements when iGen has a vectorized expression that does the same thing with single instruction multiple data and aliasing guarantees. The pattern is always the same. The naive implementation is correct for 99% of inputs, and the library primitive handles the remaining 1% that will bite you in production with no warning. Section: Why it's easy to miss. I had comprehensive tests, random matrices, tall matrices, wide matrices, ill-conditioned matrices, float, and double. Everything passed. The problem only appears with entries near the overflow/underflow boundary of the floating point format, which random matrices with entries in -1, 1 will never hit. This is the insidious part. The bug is invisible to standard testing. You have to specifically construct adversarial inputs, or know from experience, or from a reviewer's one-word comment, that the naive computation is fragile at extremes. Code review caught what tests didn't. That single stable norm. Comment saved a future user from a silent numerical failure that no test in the suite would have flagged. Section: Takeaways. 1. Use the library's robust primitives. If the library provides stable norm, hypot, log1p, or any safe variant of a standard computation, prefer it. The performance cost is negligible. The correctness gain is not. 2. Adversarial inputs reveal what random tests miss. Standard test matrices have entries of order 1. Real-world data can have entries of order 10 to the power of 300, accumulated products, poorly scaled physical units, recursive computations. Test the extremes explicitly. 3. One-word review comments can be the most valuable. The reviewer didn't explain the problem. They just named the solution. That brevity reflects deep familiarity with the failure mode. When an experienced contributor drops a single-word hint, investigate it thoroughly. 4. It works is not the same as it's correct. My implementation produced correct results for every test I wrote. It was still wrong, because correctness means handling the full domain of inputs, not just the ones you thought to test. Modified Gram-Schmidt versus Householder QR, a performance showdown in iGen. Upgrading iGen's Householder right-side application from BLAS 2 to BLAS 3.